Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Barbara Weltman is our guest, as I promised you. Barbara is our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's already working on her, she's already in her 12th year as a member of our Brain Trust. And she is has been hanging out with us for a long time now. And she's the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2009. Also, 1001 tax deductions and tax breaks for 2009, and she's written dozens and dozens of books over the years on small business and small business taxes, and she's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
It's good to have you back. And she also has her own radio show, right, Barbara, today?
That's right, every Monday from 4 to 5 Eastern Time on WSRadio.com called Build Your Business.
Build Your Business, and they can listen online by going to
WSRadio.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Barbara, what's the if you're a small business making over $250,000, has that small business with a small business family that has taxable income of over $250,000, what's that family, how are they planning doing their tax planning right now for the next year or so?
Well, you know, it's kind of a scary time because that's not a lot of money. I mean, it sounds like a lot of money perhaps to somebody who's making $50,000 or somebody who doesn't have a job at all, but when you realize what someone who has a business has to pay for.
Right.
Not only are they paying if they're making that. Not only are they paying income tax, but they're also paying self-employment tax on that amount.
Right. Right.
They're not able to write off their health care costs as a business expense.
Right. Right.
So they're paying self-employment tax on their health care costs. And depending on where you live in the country, I mean, maybe, you know, there are certain parts of the country where that amount of money can go a long way, but there are other parts, you know, certainly
New York
Northeast,
City.
Southwest,
yeah,
that doesn't go very far.
You know, Barbara, I wrote
it's certainly not enough to allow business owners to amass capital to be able to reinvest in business.
That's exactly right. And now we're talking about an increase, and they're already paying 35% tax. And there's a proposal now by the president to raise that to almost 40. Barbara, I wrote a blog about this recently. I actually just laid out the math on something like this, on what that might look like. And I said that the owner pays herself $75,000, a small business owner, is salary, which, you know, as you know, is not a lot of money for all the work that this person goes through. This company that I came up with, which is a classic company, has 10 employees. The company puts $100,000 of profit on the bottom line. That because she's a sub S, it has to go to her taxes, her personal taxes. Her husband makes $95,000 in his business. And so these guys are doing okay, but Barbara, they're not rich. And here's the point that I think the government doesn't get in a situation like this. That $100,000 that company had to convey to its owner for her personal tax return, she doesn't have that cash. It's in inventory and receivables, isn't it?
Well, that's correct. So
it's like phantom income, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know what? I'm just a little confused here about why business owners are being targeted. Business owners who are the very people who create jobs. I haven't heard any mention of the fact that sports figures or entertainment figures are making too much money.
Right, right.
And they're also not creating jobs.
Also,
they're getting money.
I remember also, Barbara, when members of Congress were getting their healthy share of donations from these corporate executives who are now the villains. I don't remember the members of Congress not liking those guys a year or 2 years ago. What do you think?
I don't think they didn't like them a week ago. They're just sort of embarrassed that they're connected to them now. But they were very happy to take their campaign contributions.
Yeah, but now they're the enemy. You know, someone once said, if you find yourself being run out of town on a rail, get out in front of them so you look like you're leading a parade. I wonder if that's maybe what Congress is doing these days. But I don't understand.
What I'm concerned about, and what I think that people may not sort of grasp, is that if you're going to limit payments, let's say, to big executives, so they can't get the payments, then there's not going to be money to tax. And
that's
who's going to wind up paying the tax? It's really the large tax base, which is the middle class.
That's exactly right.
If they think that rich people are going to pay their way.
Hold on to that thought, Barbara. I got to cut you off. Quick break. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 17 till. Little Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. There's a lot of good stuff there to help you with your small business, the one you have, the one you're planning, the one you can't wait to start, and the one you've been growing for a while. Either way, if you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something that will help you. You can read, you can listen to. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. Check out my knowledge base, askjim.biz. Barbara Weltman is our guest, and she's deposited enormous amount of wisdom with us over the years in so many different ways, and for which we're eternally grateful. But also, folks, don't forget to check me out at Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Blasingame. That's all one word when you get there. So check that out. And check out my Twitter promise. I came up with something I call the Twitter promise. I haven't seen anybody else do that before, but see what you think about that and let me know. Barbara is with us, as I say. She's the author of J.K. Lester's Small Business Taxes 2009 and many other books, including all the other current tax books on small business. Also, her radio show is, say it again, give us that website again, Barbara.
It's Build Your Business Radio on WSRadio.com.
There you go, so check that out.
Or you can find it through my website. Listen through my website.
And that's BarbaraWeltman.com.
Exactly.
All right, so check that out. Tip of the day. She sends out a tip of the day if you subscribe to that, which is very helpful. Barbara, we're talking about what are some things? What about the estate tax? Is that gonna rear its head again? Do I need to make sure I die before 2011, Barbara, so my estate doesn't have to pay a lot of taxes? Or,
well, I guess the best thing would be to try in 2010 when there is no estate tax.
Oh, that's right. I need to wait. Okay, I'll wait till next year then.
That's the optimum estate plan.
Does it go away next year?
Yes, there's no estate tax in 2010.
Wow.
Unless, of course, Congress does something before then.
Mm-hmm.
And it could. I think that they're not going to do away with the estate tax. They can't do it politically, even though in terms of the amount of revenue it raises, it's probably not even worth the administrative costs.
Right.
For the federal government. However, it just doesn't look good, that certain rich people get to pass along their estate.
You mean all those rich small business owners?
Yeah, it can hit small business owners especially.
Farm families.
Yeah, I do think that they will raise the exemption amount for two people dying in 2009. The exemption amount is $3.5 million, and
right.
I think that's probably what's going to be retained. That exemption mm-hmm. level.
So you think in 2011 they'll just go back to the way it was maybe this year or something like that.
Exactly. I think that they're not going to have no estate tax next year. They're going to do something.
And they're not going to go back to the onerous way that it was 10 or 15 years ago either.
Well, they're not going to go back to the $1 million exemption. I think they'll keep the $3.5 million. There's even been talk of a $5 million exemption, but I don't know. $3.5 million sounds like it could get through Congress.
Right, right.
And I don't know if it's the best thing, but it's better than what could happen.
Right. Barbara, one of the things that everybody needs to take a deep breath and realize that the people who pay taxes are and who pay the most taxes are the ones who create the most jobs in America.
For the most part.
Primarily.
Right.
And we're not going to work our way into prosperity again, Barbara, if the government is spending all the money. If they're spending all the tax money, if the government is printing money and taxing us, that's not and spending that money on the economy, that's not the way to prosperity, is it?
No, and it's very troubling because I don't know. I'm so shocked that people just don't seem to get it.
Yeah, well, I think they will. I think it's just a matter of time. I think there's just so much in our heads right now with all the situation, all the things going on right now that it's just too hard to really focus on any one particular area. But one of the things we do have to focus on, Barbara, is the tax filing dates that we got coming up.
Yep.
Next month we got a big date, April 15th. The corporate filing date has already come and gone. I hope everybody filed their taxes or did their extension. That was, say, March 15th.
Correct. But if you are an LLC or a sole proprietor, partnership, the filing deadline is April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't file for any reason, even if you just don't feel like filing, just ask for an extension, and you're going to get the extension automatically. The thing to note this year is that if you have an LLC with two or more members or a partnership, you only get an automatic five-month extension. It's not 6 months anymore. It's only going to be to September 15th.
So the filing or the extending hasn't changed, but for LLCs and partnerships, the extension only goes 5 months, and that's so that K1 that has to be ready in September, so when people file their personal taxes in October, so they've got all that ready. It gives you 30 days to get that done.
That is the absolute correct reason why they did it.
So yeah, it makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. Yep.
Because they probably had a lot of people complaining because they didn't get everything they needed before October 15th, and it probably was a problem for them the last few years.
Sure. Yeah. So at least this is a help, and I think it's common sense. It was one of the good things that the IRS did.
Hold on to that thought, Barbara. We're gonna let you come back with that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't forget, Barbara Weltman's website is barbarawelpman.com. Stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Barbara Weltman is our guest. She's our good friend and a radio host extraordinaire every Monday afternoon. She's got her own radio show, Build Your Business Radio. Right, Barbara?
That's correct.
And at WSRadio.com. Is that right?
WSRadio.com or listen through my website, BarbaraWeltman.com.
Are you on Twitter?
No.
You're not? You got to get on Twitter.
I know.
Yeah, we'll work. I'll help you with that. Barbara, talk to us about the estimating taxes.
Well, even though you get an extension to file your income tax return, you still have to pay your first installment of 2009 estimated taxes by April 15th. And there's a new break for individuals who are business owners. It's a cash flow kind of tax break. It's not cutting your taxes, but it allows you to pay less upfront in estimated taxes without being subject
now
to...
That's the brand spanking new provision, right?
Exactly.
It's 90% instead of 110%.
This is part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Tax Act. So you have to pay, as long as your adjusted gross income was under $500,000 last year, and more than half of your income is derived from a small business, then you're not subject to penalty if you pay at least 90% of last year's tax through estimated tax.
It was 110%, right, before?
For people with adjusted gross income over $150,000.
Right. Okay. So I'm giving – this is one of the areas that I'm giving kudos to President Obama and Congress for. This is a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, because it's a cash flow help. So this way you know that you're going to not be subject to estimated tax penalties. It's easy because you just figure it based on your 2008 taxes. Of course, you have to really file your 2008 return to know what that amount is.
Right.
It'll help you.
How do I do that if I file an extension for 2008? How do I do my estimating?
Well, there you go. You got a problem. So you have to kind of figure out.
Just
what
come up with something, right?
Come up with something, and you know you can err on the high side. Although you don't have to kind of worry too much this year because estimated tax penalties are pegged toward essentially interest rates, and the interest rates are pretty low now.
Yeah.
So even if you underpay, you're not going to be subject to a huge penalty.
The imputed rate. Don't go borrow money because the imputed rate is probably going to be a lot less than it would be at the bank.
Right now, I think the rate on underpayments is 4%.
Yeah. My bank charges me more than that, and they love me. Hey, Barbara, what about the loss carryback? That's another thing that I'm proud of them for. They changed the loss carryback from 2 years to 5 years, right?
Well, it's actually your choice. You can choose 2, 3, 4, or 5 years.
Oh.
So it's up to you to pick the best year for you if you had a 2008 net operating loss.
Okay. Now, but how does that figure into the estimating? I mean, can I use the loss carryback if I could pick up some losses in the back? If I can lower my 08 taxes by carrying back, does that affect my estimating?
Yeah, it does, and it gets a little complicated. So you might need to work with a tax professional to make sure that you are allowed to rely, because you have to pay tax to base it on the last year.
But that's another example. I mean, combined with the 90% of last year's estimated taxes instead of 110%, that combined with a loss carryback could really be a cash flow bonus for a lot of small businesses this year, right? It's worth the effort, isn't it?
Absolutely, and the NOL carryback is so good because you can get it really quickly. There are ways to file. Instead of having to file amended returns for each of the prior years, you can file for a quick refund. There's the procedures that allow you to get your money back pretty quickly.
Right.
And easily. And again, it's your money, you're getting it back.
So folks, if you had a loss, but in previous 5 years you made a profit and you paid taxes, you may be able to get some of those taxes back by averaging those years, right?
By offsetting the income in those prior years by the loss from 2008.
So we're not trying to teach you how to do it. We're just trying to point out the fact that these are areas, Barbara, that the government did a really good thing to help small businesses.
Yes,
and I'm going to give them credit where credit's due.
Sure, why not?
you got a quick tip for us? We got about 20 seconds.
I just want to encourage people to continue if they did make money in 2008 to keep putting money into their retirement accounts, even though they may be not, kind of depressed on the value of the accounts. It's still going to be a tax write-off, and you got to keep putting money in.
And April 15th is the deadline for IRAs and HSAs.
Well, you can put money, that's absolutely correct, but you can put money into a SEP until the extended due date of your return.
Exactly. Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Pleasure.
See you next time. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.